Rain pelted down Tuesday evening, but the 100 or so guests at Shai's Place restaurant were, mostly, dry and cozy. The venue was transformed for Eagle's Nest's fundraising night, which featured live music, food and drinks, and the sounds of Jonathan Block music. Interactive stations throughout the restaurant where guests could experience some of the mental health services offered by the local nonprofit agency. It was a fun evening, with a very serious message. Eagle's Nest staff welcome guests to Shai's Place Tuesday evening. Brenda Jefferies, Eagle's Nest Executive Director Amanda DeVries outlined some of the programming they provide, and their mission to deliver the resources the community needs at low cost are completely subsidized. They are able to do this, she said, through fundraisers such as Coldest Night of the Year, partnerships with sponsors like Hickory Dickory Decks and Anderson Interiors, and the efforts of some 45 volunteers who give up to 3,000 hours of service with Eagle's Nest program or rescued and restored in Freelton. Then we have a group of people who I like to call our ambassadors, she added. These are people who love to chat and talk about us and they're passionate about what we do. And they're always looking within their networks to connect us with people who can partner with us or support us in different ways. Ambassadors also help connect people who need the services at Eagle's Nest, she added. We need everybody and everyone's role is going to look a little different, said DeVries. So thank you to each of you, however you fit into that picture with us. She also addressed the theme of the evening, Embrace Change for Good. Guests at the Eagle's Nest fundraiser could take part in interactive activities. Brenda Jefferies, she related how last year, a 17-year-old who lost a friend to suicide approached Eagle's Nest, desperate to do more. She wondered why he didn't get the support he needed, said DeVries, noting the team was disappointed at the school's response, which left the students struggling. I was surprised to what extent the stigma still exists with youth, said DeVries. The kids were fearful of being accused of faking it if they reached out for support, or felt their struggles weren't significant enough. She confirmed some ideas we already knew, but it emphasized some thinking we were missing, said DeVries. Are we reaching enough? Do we need to change things? Since then, Eagle's Nest has been conducting surveys and focus groups and updated their marketing. We're trying to network better in our community, said DeVries. To find out more about Eagle's Nest, visit https://eaglesnestwaterdown.ca/.